Okay, I copied most of what you said. I hit the wrong button here. My arm elbow bumped on the front panel of the Kenwood, and I switched to the weather channel. All right. Yeah, Huskies, yeah. They seem to love this weather, especially when it's this cold and stuff. And I used to watch on TV how they used to do the sleds up there in, where is it, Alaska or wherever, and all these Huskies, man, they're just frolicking it. They love it. They love it. The colder, the better. We had had a pause. Okay, had a pause for the announcer there. We had a mixed husky here at the time. One blue eye, one brown eye. And, oh, yeah, she, man, she used to have a wound up. Oh, gosh, this dog was so energetic. She's a very large dog. But she's not like the usual husky where the ears step on top of her head. Hers were flat down because she had that Labrador mix in her. I think it was Labrador. No, something else she had mixed in. I don't know. Each pup came out with a different breed. We had one looked like a beagle. One was like a blue tick. One was like, I don't know what it was. Wiry-haired something. Anyway, I normally, Paul, I acquired this snow blower from Paul's estate, KCNUBT, his estate there, and it took his good friend to say maybe I needed to buy this because of my back driveway that's 75 feet down, because all those years of shoveling in, and I take a broom and sweep it down to avoid any freeze over. So I always did it for years and years and years, and this came out a good time. Yeah, I had to use it about, I think, four different times, was it? Oh, it was a lifesaver. Oh, yeah, it was great. It was great. I think about three forward speeds, two reverse speeds, or is it four forward speeds? I don't know. I got to look at it again. So, you know where it came from? Where Tony works at. I've been calling him off and on over the weekend on the PC there. I wanted to ask him a few things there because I was very tied up all these years. Everybody knows my life's an open book with the puppies and blah, blah, blah and stuff and health issues. And this came from his place. It was serviced there. I don't even know, maybe he served it or not, I don't know, but I thought I would inquire. I got the manual online, I do read manuals, that maybe if he needs any servicing, I'd just bring it in and let him take care of it, but that'll probably be next summer, next spring's adventure.